producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Welcome to the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Yeah, it's a great idea. And, you know, not only can I help you with all the stuff I usually help you with, Tracy, I'll be with you in 1 second, but I am channeling my inner Martha today, or my inner Betty, depending on your age. It would be Betty Crocker if you're really old, and Martha Stewart if you're sort of so-so, and I suppose Rachel, or, I don't know, one of the...
Getting your Rachel Ray in?
Yeah, yeah. I don't know. Betty Crocker, I don't think Betty Crocker was actually a real person. I think she was just Aunt Jemima, somebody. At any rate, I've been cooking. I got up early this morning, and I made sticky buns, and I'm making a turkey. And my daughter taught me about brining, and I'm not sure I like it because, and I put it in a convection oven. I don't really understand convection ovens, except I think they cook quicker. So a turkey that I thought was going to take about 6 hours looks about done after about 3.5. I don't know. I think I'll worry about that later. I'll worry about my little... I'll think about it tomorrow when the turkey is incendiary. Tracy, hopefully you didn't call me for cooking advice. How may I help you today?
Hi, I called for a cooking recipe.
Absolutely. What can I help you? I have a great one for frozen yogurt. You take the yogurt, you put it in the cup, 20 minutes later, out of the freezer, it's done.
I love that recipe. I've called you before. I have a 2-year-old son. And I don't know if you became the same way, but after you had your daughter, do you find yourself, like, getting more? I find, like, when I'm around my sister-in-laws and their children, I find, like, my I don't want to say anger, but I just feel, like, so, like, defensive after, like, being around their kids for 5 minutes. And I don't know how to fix that. And
oh, fair enough. Okay, I got exactly what you're saying. Now, is it you're just less tall? Are her kids older than your kid? Is she competitive with you? What? Tell me a little bit about the cousins.
Well, my husband's family, his parents live an hour away, and in the house it's his mom and his dad and his two sisters, and one sister has 2 children. They are 3 and 11. And my husband's other sister has 1 son, and he's about a month older than mine.
Okay.
And I don't, like, I didn't have any issues with my son's, like, cousins until, I don't know, like, about a year ago, the little girl who's 3 now tried to, like, smash my kid in between, like, the door and the screen.
Okay.
And she just, I don't...
So the issue is being protective of your son.
Yeah, the other thing is, I know my kid's not perfect. You know, I say he is, but I know he's far from perfect, you know. But at the same time, it's like, when we go to my husband's mom's house or whatever, I just feel like, I just get so, I don't even know, angry, protective, in super protective mode. I don't know what it is, but. And I don't want to be that way, but we're going to be there on Wednesday, or on, I guess, Christmas Eve is Wednesday.
Yep, it is.
And it's like many hours, and then my son's other cousin, who's about a month older, he, like, continues to get in my kid's face.
All right, let me ask you the crucial question here. How does your son respond to his cousins?
He's fine. Like,
okay, wait a minute. There was no doubt in my mind that was going to be the case. All right, so let me give you a perspective here.
Okay.
Your son will not only not mind playing with his 3-year-old and the kid who's a month older than he is, he will idolize them. So you taking him out of that situation isn't going to benefit him at all. It may benefit your stomach a little bit, but you're going to start a war with your sisters-in-law, and you're also going to be depriving your kid of the cousins that he adores. So understand that kids do play a bit rougher with each other, but one of the nice things about kids playing rough with each other is when it gets too much, the kid who's being roughed up a bit will come and find mommy or yell or whatever. So that's number one thing to remind yourself of, that you're going to be protective about your kid, but that he's fine. And when he's not fine, he'll let you know. Number one.
Even when they get all in his face?
Yep, absolutely. Absolutely. And number two, he needs...
Me, like,
pardon? Well, but it bugs you, but it doesn't bug him. And what we're trying to do is help your son. Not you're a grown up. You can learn to cope, and I'm gonna give you some coping skills here. And that's why I asked you how you're, because when your son's had enough, he'll come find you. He'll either scream or he'll hit back or he'll come find you. All of which is perfectly fine.
Can I say
fine.
One thing really quick?
Yes.
Okay. My sisters-in-law or whatever, I like them or whatever, but this is a thing for me that his cousins are always sick. So not only have they wanted my child to go over there and play with their kids.
Tracy, stop. At some point, your child's going to go to school. And when your child goes to school, he's going to bring home every little bug that every other kid has. That's just part. You cannot raise your child in a bubble. And you have an only child. And one of the reasons that your kid will put up with nonsense from his cousins, other than the fact that kids idolize, kids are older than they are, is your kid spends a lot of time with you and not a lot of time with other kids. And that's not good for you or your child. Your child has to learn social skills. He has to learn give and take. He has to build up his immune system. You either have to decide that you're going to raise Bubble Boy and keep him away from everybody, which means you're going to have to homeschool him. You're going to have to make sure that he's never in a public playground, which is I certainly wouldn't recommend. I mean,
isn't
that's not
like
a healthy...
a happy medium between around that area?
Yeah,
like
the happy medium is you go to your in-laws on Christmas.
Okay.
Tracy, this isn't about your kid. This is about you. And you're going to have to... Part of it is that it would sound to me... It's some point, my dear, you need a job, because you cannot make that two-year-old the entire focus of your life. It's not healthy for you, and it's not healthy for him. And that's part of what's coming out on Christmas Eve. It's not that your kid isn't doing fine, because he's relishing it. He gets to play with kids his own age. He gets to it's a whole different situation for him. The person that's not a good situation for at this moment is you, because you are so focused on that kid, which means you're not spending as much time probably with your husband as you should. You're not interacting with your sister-in-laws as anything except Mama Bear. That, and if it makes you feel better, one of the things you can do as an intermediary step, which you were asking me for earlier, is get a babysitter that you take with you.
Huh.
That is your son's favorite babysitter. And the babysitter will watch all of the kids, and you can give that as a birthday present or as a Christmas present to your mother-in-law and your sisters-in-law. And the babysitter will be a lot less protective of your son, but he's not going to let things, the babysitter won't let things get out of hand, and you can relax and be a grown-up and let your kid be a kid.
Well, I followed your advice, and I do have a lady that he really loves, but she has her own family.
Yeah, Christmas so is a tough, yeah, you need to find somebody who's Muslim or Jewish who doesn't do Christmas.
Well,
but and for Christmas, it may be a little bit short notice anyway, but the point is, Tracy, your kid's fine. You need to let go of that kid a little bit. It's not healthy for you. It's not healthy for him. And it's not healthy for your marriage. It's not healthy for your relationship with your in-laws. It's a bad deal all around. And if it's a bad deal all around, you got to stop doing it.
Can I say something? I have my bachelor's degree in special education, and I have an associate's in early childhood studies. And I do want to work, but once my child goes to school...
Well, you may need to put him in preschool then, because this is...
Well, no, that's fine.
Tracy, you're viewing yourself as an expert in child care, which I don't dispute at all. But being an expert in child care and being an expert on how to raise your children are not the same thing. And I can tell you that. I'm a psychologist. And I went to medical school. When it came to medical issues, to psychological issues with my kid, I stepped back. You cannot do both. And I think that's part of what's confusing you. And if a mother came to you as a client and said, explain exactly the same story you explained to me, you would tell her the same thing I'm telling her, which is you're overly protective of that child. The child is clearly fine. The child will tell you when he's not fine. You need to find some other focus in that child. The child cannot absorb 100% of an adult's focus. Not healthy.
Okay, and so when my last time we were there, my son was like squatting to go to the restroom, and his boy cousin just kept getting in his face. And then his older cousin has pushed my kid a few times, tried to push him out of things. And I mean,
Tracy,
I
just went through this entire thing with you.
But am I just supposed to stand there and not say anything to the other children?
Absolutely. Your kid will let you know when he's had enough. As long as your kid's not objecting, he'll figure it out. Put you on hold. I'll be back to you in a minute.
Okay.
I know you have 15 more questions. I'll put you on hold. 855-99 Dr. Joy. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Sciatica, lower back pain, hip pain, poor posture. If you suffer from any of these problems, get ready to relax. Introducing an amazing product that's been in the market for over 25 years, the Sacro Wedgie. It was invented by a football coach using a common sense osteopath technique. He created this device to help his athletes by isolating and supporting the sacrum, which is the keystone of our anatomy. This wedge-shaped bone is in the center of our hips, where a lot of pain starts. Simply relax 20 minutes daily on the amazingly simple Sacro Wedgie and let gravity do the work, helping muscles rebalance and start releasing nerves. Sit in the Sacro Wedgie at the computer or while traveling to help correct posture to finally help relieve those stubborn aches and pains for only $33.95. It's made in the USA, so click the family-owned website at sacrowedgie.com, spelled S-A-C-R-O-W-E-D-G-Y.com, or call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Relax your back pain away with the Sacro Wedgie.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't pick on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes! I could even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
911, what is your emergency?
There's somebody in my house. Hurry, please.
A home break-in happens every 22 seconds. Homes without a security system are up to 3 times more vulnerable to a burglary. That's why they're SimpliSafe. In an emergency, our advanced wireless technology alerts police up to 10 times faster, and your connection to emergency services can't be cut because SimpliSafe doesn't rely on landlines. SimpliSafe costs less than half what traditional companies charge, just $14.99 a month, and there's no commitment to an annual contract. Protect your family with the highest caliber security. Go now to SimpliSafeDefense.com and get 10% off with free shipping and a 3-year warranty. Hurry, and you'll also receive a keychain remote worth $25. Try SimpliSafe for a full 60 days. You'll feel confident that your family is safe or your money back. Go to SimpliSafeDefense.com right now. SimpliSafeDefense.com.
As the cold and flu season approaches, Silver Lungs is ready to help you and your family through the toughest of the year by supporting your immune system and overall health. From our best-selling colloidal silver generating system to our entire line of silver-based skin gels, nasal sprays, soaps, and silver solutions, Silver Solutions remain one of nature's most powerful and least expensive antibacterial agents. Now you can produce your own for pennies a day in the comfort of your home using the breakthrough technology of the Silver Lungs Generator. Learn more today at www.silverlungs.com.
Talking about what really matters, your family, your relationships, your life. It's the Dr. Joy Brown Show at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Indeed, we're talking to Tracy, who's facing a problem that many of you are probably looking at with less than equanimity and glee, which is visiting over the holidays with the in-laws, and especially the in-laws' children, which may be a little less well-behaved than you'd prefer. And I'm saying, look, that basically a couple things that your kids will basically tell you when they've had enough, you know, when they're okay and when they're not okay. And if they're okay, you probably just need to let it go a little bit. Especially younger kids tend to be bullied a little bit by older kids, not because the kids are necessarily bad kids, but just because they're a little rougher when in their play. And if your kid doesn't object, then everything's probably okay. It's okay to just kind of let things go. If it's anything other than Christmas, taking a babysitter along, sometimes taking a favorite babysitter along, sometimes makes some sense, because the babysitter will sort of keep the other kids from doing particular harm, and it means you can relax a little bit, not feel that you've abandoned your child. But in this particular case, it sounds like, you know, the kid's doing fine. He's not, you know, when he's feeling uncomfortable, he'll come find you.
Dr. Joy?
I'm here.
Okay. The thing is, I understand about this race, and you are correct. You know, I am a bit of a shadow. It upsets me when I'm just standing there, you know, just talking to my husband or with his family, and in response to taking time away, my son sleeps in his own room. So once he goes to bed, my husband and I have date nights and stuff. You know, so we don't
that's still not helping your kid much. I mean, that means that he's spending 100% of his time with an adult. That isn't how kids, I mean, it means that he's going to be whinier than he has to be. It means he's going to be less socialized than he has to be. It means he's not going to be able to deal with his peers as well as other kids his age. You're not doing him any favors.
So I should just start having him. The thing is, when we take him to social situations, he's fine. Like, he'll go and he'll pet. Like, we went to Disneyland and he was fine. Like, he
Disneyland does not count as a social situation, my dear. You didn't let a 2-year-old wander around Disneyland by himself.
Well, no, but when we've taken him to parks or to other events,
those aren't social situations. Those are situations where you're changing the situation where you're with your kid. Your kid needs to be with other kids. Playing with them.
Without me there.
Well, by and large, because you're a helicopter parent. Yeah. You haven't quite been able to be in the other room of your kid and let him be alone and let that be fine for you and for him. Until you learn that.
Well, he does play by himself in the other room when I'm...
Your kid is fine. It's not your kid that I'm talking about. It's you, my dear. I can't say that 14 more times.
Okay.
It's going to sound like I'm nagging you.
No. I mean, I didn't understand that. Like, me, like when he goes off and he plays by himself, I'm fine with it.
Well, as long as it's in the house.
Well, or he'll play outside and I can...
Tracy,
you know,
here, Tracy, listen. Two things.
What?
Try it for an hour or an hour and a half at your in-laws of just letting your kid alone, with the understanding being if he's unhappy, the two things to be aware of. If he's unhappy, he'll come find you, and if things get very, very, very quiet, nobody hears anybody, go check on the kids. Okay, you should be checking on the kids about every half hour, 45 minutes anyway. And second of all, for a New Year's resolution, you need to find a daycare situation for your son for an hour or two a day, for at least a couple days a week, partially for his sake, mostly for your sake. Because you're too attached to your kid for either of your well-being.
And having my husband home like 2 days a week from work if he doesn't work, and he's going running errands and stuff without my kid, that's not sufficient.
Well,
that needs to be more.
Well, I mean, that's a little better for you, but it doesn't help your kid's socialization at all. He's still got a parent around. Your kid needs to function without a parent around. You can't go to school with him. You can't go to college with him. You can't go on his honeymoon with him. Therefore, he's going to have to learn some of this stuff on his own.
Did you, like, let go of your daughter? Or
yes, I did. But so what? Whether I'm a good parent or not doesn't make any difference.
No, I'm asking you.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, because why would I tell you to do something that I wouldn't do? Because
either
it's right or it's wrong. And if it's right, of course I'd do it. And if it's wrong, why would I tell you to do it? Yes, of course.
And then when he's with his cousins, if his older cousin pushes him, I just...
You let him push him, and he'll let you know when he's unhappy.
And I'm supposed to just be okay with that?
You're supposed to understand that kids push each other, and at some point your kid will push and some kid will push him back. That's how kids
and
learn. He's not going to push him off the top of the Empire State Building, because you're not going to let him go to the top of the Empire State Building. I mean, I'm not asking you to be negligent. I'm asking you to think about what you're doing.
Okay. I know my kid can. I would just prefer my kid didn't have to, like, protect himself, but...
Well, of course he did. How is your kid going to have a sensible life if he doesn't know how to protect himself? How's that going to work?
I know.
Well, you know and you don't all at the same time.
Well, no, I do.
Listen, I'll tell you what. Tracy, listen, you have to work on the assumption that if a client was asking me the same question that I'm asking Brown, what answer would I give? And you would not tell a parent who had a kid who was doing fine with his cousins, well, if his cousin pushes you, take him out of the situation or slap the cousin or complain to your sister-in-law. You'd say, kids push each other. Watch kids on a playground. Happens all the time. Everybody's fine.
And I can't tell the cousin that, you know, hands are for hugging and...
No, you can't discipline. You can't discipline somebody else's kid. Your kid, Tracy. I'm going to say it one more time, and then I'm going to be bored out of my mind. My listeners are going to be turning off the radio, and you're not going to hear it. Your kid is fine. Back off. Are we clear about that? And if we're not, then we're not ever going to be clear about it. But I can't be any clearer about it. You're not thinking about your kid's welfare. You're thinking about your own. And that's not okay as a parent. One of the really the most difficult thing we have to do as a parent is understand what our kid's welfare is as opposed to our own. And when they don't overlap, we got to go with our kid. Because that's the responsibility. All righty? You can play that. Yeah. There we go. All right. I mean, look, parenting is a tough job because, I mean, Tracy is not monstrous. She's just overly focused and she has tunnel vision. And it's just not healthy. It's not healthy for your kid. It's not healthy for you. It's not healthy for your marriage. It's not healthy for your relationships. Kids do okay. I mean, it doesn't mean that we lead our kid off in the middle of Central Park and say, I'll be back in a couple of hours when they're a two-year-old. I mean, we're not stupid and we don't put our kids in danger. But there's a huge discrepancy between letting kids learn some social skills and putting our kids in danger. And we really, as parents, need to differentiate between the two because putting our kids in danger is irresponsible. But not letting our kids learn how to socialize in the long run is probably even more dangerous because they'll never learn it. And you don't need a kid who goes to kindergarten thinking that all the adults are going to be focused on him all the time. And if somebody doesn't play nicely with him, that he can go over in the corner and suck his thumb. I mean, kids are not stupid. They learn. And they learn pretty quickly, and they're very resilient. And when they're unhappy, they will let you know. Promise. 855-99-DR-JOY. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Connect with Dr. Joy on Facebook.com and Twitter.com/Dr. Joy Brown Show.
When you're running your own business, you're bound to be busy. Too busy. Too busy worrying about your budget. Too busy scheduling appointments. Too busy to build a website for your business. And because you're too busy, it has to be easy. And that's where Wix.com comes in. With Wix.com, it's easy for you to create your stunning website. Go to Wix.com and create your website today. It's easy and free. That's Wix.com.
Get your plenty card at Exxon and Mobil and start earning points at lots of places.
So I get points for filling up at Exxon?
You sure do.
What about getting coffee at Mobil?
Points.
Streaming TV shows on Hulu?
Definitely.
Points on my AT&T wireless bill?
Yep.
Buying soap?
At Rite Aid.
Buying you a birthday present?
Points at Macy's.
Visiting your parents?
No. You get marriage points.
Oh.
Exxon and Mobil are the only fuel brands that are part of Plenty, the rewards program that lets you earn points at one place and use them at another. Join Plenty for free through a participating Exxon or Mobil station today. Terms and limitations apply. See Plenty.com/partners for details.
Winter has just begun, and are you already tired of being cold? How would you like to never be cold again? This is Dale with Fortress Clothing, and I'm here to tell you, you will never be cold again with Fortress. If you're tired of freezing your butt off, elk hunting, sitting in a tree stand, deer hunting, winter camping, fishing, ice fishing, no longer fear the cold. If you snowmobile, ski, snowboard, get Fortress. Sledding with the kids, shoveling the walks, shopping, or if you or your spouse get cold feet at home, get Fortress. If you're stuck outside working in the cold or find yourself in an emergency situation, get our winter bug out bag and you will never be cold again. Fortress is the answer, so quit complaining and go to FortressClothing.com. It's a mid-layer garment that goes with anything you want to wear. Enter coupon code RADIO and get 20% off any item. Go now while we still have inventory. FortressClothing.com.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Have a question? Need advice? Dr. Joy Brown is here to help at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Indeed, 855-993-7569. Margaret, you're on the air. I'm Dr. Joy Brown. Howdy.
Good morning, Dr. Joy. Thank you to take my call.
My pleasure. How may I help you, Margaret?
Yes. 2 years ago, I found my adopted daughter in China after 30 years separation.
Wow. How old was she? What were the circumstances? Tell me about how she came to be adopted.
Okay. I was married when I was very young, 20-something, and I grew up very slowly. Anyhow, and after she was born, and I had disagreement with the husband in the Chinese guy, and then I realized that he's not the one I want, and my parents also said time to divorce, so I divorced immediately, and at the time the court somehow just gave to him, and mm-hmm. I was surprised. Anyhow, I thought maybe my father was behind with that. Maybe my father knows somebody in court in China. Anyway, so then after that, my
how old was she at this? How old was she at this time, Margaret?
She was only 1 year old.
Okay.
And then my parents took me to Hong Kong, leave China immediately. Mm-hmm. And I left China immediately and then I came to United States.
Okay.
When I found her 2 years ago, she did not know she was adopted until her father, after I left China, and her father took her for adoption. For a co-worker, a woman cannot have a baby. Her father's biological father has a co-worker. The woman cannot have a baby at the time.
Okay.
So
okay.
And her biological father just gave to this woman, you know, the co-worker.
Okay. Okay.
I didn't know nothing. And because then I left China and I went to Hong Kong and came to United States. At the same time, I continued trying to find her. But I didn't know the reason I cannot find her until now, because her adoption parents changed her first name, last name.
Yeah.
So when I called the police department 2 years ago, police department found her biological father and talked to him and found out the name has been, you know, the girl has been adopted and the name changed. So that's how I found her this time.
You were lucky, madam.
Yeah.
You really were.
It's because first name, last name had completely changed.
Well, the fact that somebody was still alive and he was willing to tell.
Yeah. Because I met someone in university here years ago, a Chinese student. I asked him to go back to China to help me find her. And they said the police department said, I have to go back to find her. They don't talk to no one. You know, the Chinese government, they are very very difficult. So I am a student here. I have to work. I have to, you know, I cannot go back to China. Just sit there to waiting for the government to tell me what to do. Maybe take years. Who knows?
Yeah.
So that's how 2 years ago I called the police department many times. So one of the policemen was very nice, helped me to locate her biological father and talk to him and find out that he gave the girl for adoption.
Right.
And the name has been changed. So
right, I got that.
So,
okay.
So now, the girl did not know she was adopted until I found her. In China, the parents, adoption parents didn't tell her. So
it sounds like it was not a formal adoption. It sounds like...
No.
I don't know whether money changed hands or papers, but whatever. It sounds like it was done pretty... informally.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
And her adoption father told me, saying, they just took a girl and said, oh, this is our daughter, registration.
Yeah,
In old days, in China has no, organization stuff, you know, just whatever. Okay, what's her name? They just give the new name.
I got it.
So, you know,
well, especially in a country that doesn't value baby girls very much as well.
So here's the thing. Her adopted mother died in car accident 10 years ago. But her adoption father is still alive.
Right.
She's 34 years old now and married and have an 8-year-old son.
Okay.
I took a trip to China to meet her and her family last year. And I know she compares me with her adoption mother.
Yeah.
She told her husband that she feels I'm not warm like her father or like her mother. The truth is she didn't know. Going back to China to see her is like opening my old wound.
Yeah.
It reminds me about her father, the sad past. So meeting my daughter is not really, you know, good feeling for me. You know, I try and find her because, you know, after all, she's my daughter. But, I deep inside her, you know, I really didn't feel good. Lost her so many years. So anyway, my daughter appears to be smart, but very judgmental. And according to her adoption father, my daughter spent money like water. And her adopted mother had a hard time to teach and guiding her regarding management money. Eventually, her adopted mother gave up on her due to she is like an untrainable horse. But at the same time, the daughter writes a letter to me, say when she was little, she feel she didn't know she was adopted. She feel she didn't get the love from her mother. Eventually, her mother had another son, you know, from her adoption mother. So she noticed her adoptive mother only loved her younger brother, but ignore her. So she feels something, you know, at the time she thought maybe her mother loved her son just because her son is the boy. So she has a not good feeling.
Therefore, so where are we going on this, Margaret?
Okay. So I'm trying to tell you, she told me, my daughter wrote a letter to me saying, when she was little, she noticed her mother only loved her younger brother.
You already told me this, Margaret. Tell me what today's question is.
Okay, so now, she has not worked for 8 years since the birth of her son.
Okay.
And I said that she needed to go back to school, as she should get a degree or become a nurse or something. She said, well, in China, too many population, if you get a PhD, you still can't get a job. So basically, she's against her. You know, maybe I encourage her to go back to school, do something, not wasting her time. And the more I say, the more she does not like her. You know, yeah. I encourage her.
Margaret, give me a question here. What's your question to me?
The question is now, because I encourage her, she would get the education, find a goal in life,
right,
stuff
right
like
I got
that.
It. What's the question?
So now she totally don't communicate with me no more.
Yeah.
So.
All right. Look, let me help you with this a little bit. I'm sure this was a difficult situation for you and for her, but basically you haven't. She didn't know you existed. And
right.
You only remember her as a very, very young, small baby. So the two of you, you can't be her mother at this moment in any way except biologically, and she can't be your daughter in any way except biologically. The two of you, if you have the opportunity, may be able to work out a relationship that may not look very much like mother-daughter, because she had another mother for 20-some of her years. Do you have other children?
No, because
okay.
of her, I don't
okay,
want
okay,
to
okay.
know.
Okay, okay, okay. Let's yeah. go off on this. Okay. So, and you sort of offering her advice that she doesn't want to hear is not a
yeah.
great way to start a relationship. I think you're going to have to back off a little bit and sort of just be curious about her, because you can't really take over the role of mom unless she's willing to give you that role. And it doesn't sound to me that she is. It sounds to me that she has a very different value system than you do. She's grown up in a very different culture than you have. And I think at this moment that what I would offer her is an opportunity to get to know each other, not necessarily as mother and daughter, but just as two people who actually have a connection, but it's not clear how they're going to go forward. And you may or may not be able to forge a relationship, because it may be that you're going to be looking for her to be a daughter. I mean, certainly a mother saying to her daughter, you should go to school so you can become better educated, is not an unreasonable thing
right.
to do. But Margaret, she doesn't view you as her mother. And you really don't know her enough to be able to take that role. You can't take that role. She can give it to you, but you can't take it. The two of you you've had that 30-some years of being apart. And the two of you, sometimes these relationships, I know we've all been taught to think all we have to do is bump into our biological parent or our biological child and everything will be wonderful. And that's not necessarily true. I mean, you can hear on my program every day, even people who haven't been separated for 30 years have a hard time getting along sometimes. So I'm going to put you on hold. What I want you to think about for a minute, and then we'll talk about it, is what kind of relationship you'd like to have with her. And be very specific about how it would work if it were up to you, all right? And then we'll talk about whether or not that's feasible. All right, 855-99-DR-JOY. I'm Dr. Joy Brown. Be right back.
Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Did you know that home break-ins increase more than 100% during the holidays? It takes just 10 seconds for an intruder to kick in your door. But police response to a home alarm system is more than 20 minutes. And intruders are in and out of your home in 5 minutes. Thieves know that you're not home and have presents inside just waiting to be taken. And if you are home, how safe will you feel with an intruder lurking inside with your family? That's why police across the country are recommending you use Door Armor, proven to withstand
the force of a battering ram. Door Armor keeps intruders out. It's easy to install and barely visible, and your Door Armor is guaranteed for life. Go to InvasionStopper.com for a very special buy one, get one at half-off deal. These savings are for a limited time and only available to GCN listeners. Protect your valuables and loved ones this holiday season. Go to InvasionStopper.com now. That's InvasionStopper.com.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't pick on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes. I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
We've had an amazing year here at Supernatural Silver. We've truly enjoyed the fantastic response from thousands of people as they've tried our extraordinary product, and we're thrilled at the life-changing results people have. Our company email is continually full of happy, satisfied customers who thank us for the help they've received from Supernatural Silver. This holiday season, as you think of gifts to give your loved ones, consider giving Supernatural Silver, a gift that can help provide good health and wellness, a gift that can change lives and make a real difference. In a world where we are constantly exposed to dangerous health threats, give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance. Give Supernatural Silver. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com and use the promo code HOLIDAY2015 for 20% off. And this holiday season, we wish you and yours the blessings of peace and good health from all of us here at SupernaturalSilver.com.
Advice for Life with Dr. Joy Brown. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Indeed, 855-99-37569. We're talking with Margaret, who has kind of a heartbreaking story, to be quite honest, that when she was a young woman, she had a child in China and got a divorce, and the court gave her daughter to her husband. She and her parents then left the country, and her husband basically gave their child to a coworker who couldn't have children, and so she was raised not knowing that she was adopted for the last 30 years. And Margaret pursued her, and I think through a certain amount of luck found her, because when she was adopted, both her first name and her last name were changed. And luckily, her ex-husband was still around and was willing to give that information to the police. And so Margaret went to visit her. And it wasn't love at first sight for either of them. That Margaret feels that, to a certain extent, her daughter was somewhat spoiled. she has kind of a chip on her shoulder, feeling that she wasn't loved enough. And Margaret offered some unsolicited advice, which made her daughter angry with her to the extent that there is not much of a relationship going on now. And I'm saying, Margaret, look, you cannot view this as a mother-daughter relationship in any way except biologically at this moment, because the two of you had essentially all of your daughter's life except for a year where she thought she was somebody else's child. And so if you're going to proceed, both of you, first of all, she's not a child anymore, so she gets some vote in how the relationship is going to work. But essentially criticizing her, even though I know that wasn't your intent, but that's how she interpreted it, is not a way to start. So what I would do, especially this season, because it's, you know, it's an emotional season, is she Christian?
Not really. You know, in China, okay, they don't have a religious. People go to church in religious. In China, mostly it's like fashion, some American stuff, you know.
Yeah. Okay. Well, yeah. But, I mean, you can still... Is Christmas celebrated? I know that China's basically...
they do celebrate Christmas because
perfect.
All can dress up, look pretty.
That's all we need. we don't actually need any more than that. You can just say, you know, Merry Christmas, Happy New Year, Happy... regular New Year, Happy Chinese New Year, and what I'd like to do is go forward and work out a relationship with you that makes some sense to both of us. And I promise not to be critical and tell you what to do, that I can't be your mom given the fact that I haven't been around for the last 30 years, even though that wasn't my choice or my intention. So if we're going forward, what kind of relationship would you like to have with this woman? What would make sense to you?
Yeah, my question is, now she calls me
Margaret, why don't you answer my question first, then we'll go to your question.
Oh, so I said, well, I hope I can become her best friend.
You've got 30-year difference in age and half a world apart, so that's unlikely.
Yeah, okay.
You might be able to be a friend.
Okay.
But you're not going to be her best friend. There's just too much. I mean, your best friend probably isn't 30 years younger than you are.
And
it's too complicated a relationship to be best friends. I know mothers and daughters say that all the time. Sometimes it's true. A lot of times it's not. So, you know, I would settle for friend at this moment rather than best friend.
So you
were asking me something else that you asked, she called you.
She calls me in the letter. She write an email to me and Skype and ask me, call my, my name is Margaret, and she call me Mother Margaret. So may I ask her just call me Margaret? So
well, why don't you let her call you whatever she wants to call you?
Oh, okay. Don't say anything. Okay.
Yeah, and no, Margaret, if you remember what I said you can't decide to be her mother, but she can allow you to do that. It's her choice, not yours.
I see.
So if she wants to call you Mother Margaret, I think that's fine. And probably part of it is for her son, so that she has, so she can refer to it as his grandmother.
Yeah. So second question is, from this point, do not give her any advice about a career or education unless she asks me.
You just got exactly the right phrase, Margaret. If she asks you, that's fine. If she doesn't ask you, unsolicited opinions are usually not very valuable. It just makes people unhappy.
Oh, I thought I can help her make a better life, I guess, you know.
Well, if she wants, but Margaret, think about the implication of that statement. I can help her make a better life. There are two very negative implications in that. Number one, her life right now isn't very good. And number two, you can do something for her that she can't do for herself. Neither of those are very positive.
I see.
Okay. I know they're well-meaning on your part. I know your point is not to be damaging, but that's not necessarily how she's going to interpret them.
Right. Last thing, and she didn't expect me to take her for the trip because she know I travel with my husband. We live in below means, so I like to see the world before, you know, get old because my husband lost surgeries. And she know we travel. She expect me to take her to travel. I do plan to take her to travel to Europe or whatever, that's her dream. But I don't want to become like a habit or suddenly become
you don't want to feel that she's her only interest in you is that you take her places.
Yeah. So how do I deal with this?
Well, I think you sorted that out, and I think you can be honest with her and say, I think it'll be more comfortable for the two of us to travel together as we get to know each other. So maybe you can come here, and I'll pay for half, and I'll come there. Let's work out a relationship before we work out a travel plan. Because traveling with somebody you don't know very well and don't get along with very well, especially when one person's paying for everything, doesn't feel very good to anybody.
Right. And last thing, I did tell her, I did offer her, I said she can come to travel here with her son, and I said I'll pay for it. But again, I don't want this to happen like every year, every time they come here, become I pay for it. You know. Then.
Well, then figure out what you are willing to do. Figure out what, if you say, listen, I'd like to be able to do it this year. I'm not sure I can do it every year, but I can do it this year.
Oh, okay. Well, thank you so much.
You're welcome. Where did you learn all of your English since you've been in the States?
I learned English. As a matter of fact, when I was in China, I determined, I heard when I was in China, the Communist Party control at the time, I heard English, American broadcast and BBC broadcast in radio, and I caught my interest, and I decided to learn, and I decided I want to come to this country, and I'm glad I did.
Yes, you speak excellent English. You really do.
Oh, thank you. I love education. I love this country. And the only thing in my life I regret is, left her in China.
Well, tell her that. Tell her that.
Yeah.
Look, treat it as a new friend, as a new person that you've just met, that you may have some things in common, and you're exploring. I mean, because there are people that you've met at a party or at school or in the neighborhood or at church, and you think, so that's an interesting person. I kind of like to get to know them. But you go slowly, and you find out who they are and who you are and how you're going to work things out, and you don't want to be paying for their lunch all the time. You don't want them to pay for your lunch all the time. You work it out. So just go slowly. But think of her as somebody you're interested in getting to know. Don't think of her as your daughter right now, because it'll be confusing to both of you. Okay, happy holidays, Margaret.
And thank you so much. Merry Christmas. Happy holidays. Thank you.
Thank you, Margaret. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Did you miss a show? No problem. Download the podcast right now at drjoy.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.